going to call case number 20736. This is an application of SM Energy Company for an order amending the applicable orders for the Ambrose Bach and Pool Divide County to allow wells to produce at an unrestricted rate and flare gas. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Representative, John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter, on behalf of SM Energy Company, and we would request that cases 2736, 2737, and 2738 be consolidated. They all involve fields in the immediate area, and there's one set of exhibits for all of them.
All right, I'll call case 20737 and 20738, and we'll consolidate all those cases for the purpose of hearing.
And we will have one witness in these matters, and it's Danny Green. He'll be testifying by telephone from Billings. Hi, Danny, this is John. Hang on a second.
Okay.
And you're on the speakerphone in the hearing room, and Danny Green is our only witness.
Mr. Green, do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you.
Danny, would you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
Yes, sir, John. My name's Danny Green. I'm a production operations engineer for SM Energy Company, employed out of their Billings regional office. Our address is 550 North 31st Street, Suite 500, Billings, Montana, 59101.
And Danny, you previously testified for the commission as an expert witness in engineering matters and in gas flaring issues in particular. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I have.
And you prepared some exhibits you're going to sponsor today?
Yes, sir, I have.
I'll offer the further testimony. Let's have an expert.
Motion granted.
Danny, let's turn to Exhibit A, and I'm going to have you tell us what you're showing on Exhibit A and kind of explain for the commission staff what the status is of connecting these wells in the West Ambrose, Colgan area.
Yes, sir, John. Exhibit A shows our wells as well as our laterals throughout our units, our spacing units in the respective West Ambrose, and Colgan fields. And it also shows the recently completed network of low-pressure gathering system put in place by One Oak. As you can see, the red dots are demonstrating wells that are currently connected to gas sales, while the blue squares are showing wells that are to be connected. I would like to point out one minor adjustment to this map since it was published. Yesterday, we had three additional wells connected to gas sales, and that would be the Adams 218H, the Wolter 13-9H, and the Torgerson 115H.
And those are all in that kind of northern line of laterals, is that correct?
Yes, sir. The second lateral from the north down in the middle through Township 163-100.
Okay. And can you give the staff some indication of when you might expect the remaining wells to get connected and what's taking the time to get them connected?
Yes, sir. The main reason that all the wells haven't been connected to this point so far is that One Oak is experiencing some construction delays associated with wet weather in the area. The laterals that you see heading from north to south through our acreage, the first three are entirely complete. They've been recently delayed throughout the month of July and then through the first part of August due to some settling issues along their line when the frost started to thaw up there things started to heave and move around, and some of their lines got exposed. That caused them some delays to repair the existing laterals, which waylaid their connections to additional wells. The two laterals further to the south have just recently been completed as well, and they'll start connecting individual wells along those laterals as well.
And you anticipate those connections will be made yet this year?
Yes, sir. We would anticipate that all of the existing wells will be connected by year end.
And then it's correct that we've attached letters of support from other operators in the area, specifically from Samson Resources and from Baytex Energy. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And in your opinion, does the value of the oil that you're producing from these wells far exceed the value of the gas that's being flared on a temporary basis?
Yes, sir, it does.
And does continued unrestricted production of that oil, is that important to enable you to justify the continued capital expenditures necessary to drill the wells and get them connected in the end?
Yes, sir, it does.
And have you looked and are you continuing to look at other alternatives, including gas or liquid recovery systems and electric cogen units?
Yes, sir, we have. We've evaluated both specifically. In terms of liquids capture, we've evaluated it in great detail. And one of our hang-up points that we've discovered with it is safely storing compressed liquids and also finding a market associated with compressed liquids. As this has become more of an issue and more people are compressing liquids on a distributed basis, I think more markets are becoming available. To speak about cogeneration, it's a similar story of infrastructure as well there too. We want to generate some distributed electrical generation throughout this area, but based on the distribution network of the local co-op, we didn't necessarily always have power that we could sell back to a grid in our locations. Recently, the two co-ops in this area, Sheridan Electric and Burke Divide, have both made pretty good strides on their distribution network that hopefully one day we'll be able to accommodate some distributed power generation throughout the area. Furthermore, we've been contacted by Basin Electric, who I believe sells most of their power to the co-ops in this area, and we've been approached by them that they are very interested in getting us some more distributed electrical generation systems in our field.
So those are options that you're continuing to monitor and evaluate?
Yes, sir, they are. Another hang-up that comes into this now is that essentially all of our gas is dedicated by acreage to One Oak in this area. I don't think it would necessarily be entirely impossible to get some different markets for our gas, but right now, as it stands now, the gas is dedicated to One Oak.
And that means once the lines are available, you need to deliver the gas to One Oak, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And that's the kind of assurance One Oak needed in order to justify making the capital expenditure to bring the lines into the area. Is that your understanding?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And in your opinion, in the end, will delivering the gas to a gas processor like One Oak and getting both liquids and residues sold, will that provide the best value for royalty owners, working interest owners, and all concerned?
Through our economic analysis, we've shown that selling gas to a pipeline, to a midstream or gas processing company through the means that we're going to with One Oak is definitely the most economic option that we have, yes.
With that, I don't have further questions. We would offer the exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there any questions from the staff?
Danny, the liquid stripping that you have looked at, what companies have you looked at?
We've evaluated two companies. One would be G2G, who has a process that I think was described earlier involving compression, staged compression and cooling to recover liquids. We've also looked at another company called Pyro, which was a spinoff of Blaze Energy, who had mentioned manufacturing artificial diesel on location. I'm not tremendously familiar with that process, and we didn't evaluate that one too far in terms of economics, but those are two of the options that we've looked at.
Okay, why wouldn't you further look into the economics on something like that?
Finding a suitable market for it had provided some challenges in the past. Again, like I said before, Mr. Hicks, I think the market environment has certainly changed in the area that could be more conducive to allowing us to find a more readily available market in the area. But generally, you know, selling diesel from our location provided some additional challenges that we weren't particularly used to.
You said that Basin had contacted you about electricity. I didn't understand if they were wanting to sell more to you or have you sell to their grid.
From my understanding, they were wanting to purchase some electricity from us to go into their grid. Basin kind of controlled all these co-ops within this area, from our understanding, and when we first approached them and our the third-party company that was going to generate power on a distributed network approached them, they were not necessarily interested in taking on additional power. Since then, I think that flaring issues have kind of leveraged them to look at it more honestly in terms of a distributed power generation network. So I think they are interested in purchasing electricity.
The One Oak system that is being installed and the trunk lines that are in place, do they allow for additional, well, I assume they allow for additional development in the area, correct?
Yes, sir. They do allow for additional development in the area. And yeah. The round basis that we gave them in terms of volume commitments would be to develop each one of our spacing units with four wells. And the rate associated with that is how we have kind of recommended them to spec their design.
Okay. And the local RECs, they are electrifying most of these pumping units and stuff that are producing out here, correct?
Yes, as much as they can accommodate.
Okay. And is SM also electrifying their units?
Yes, most of our locations are electrified, but in the case that we do not have co-op power readily available, we will have natural gas generators on location, usually as a temporary basis, before we can get a disconnect put in with the power company.
And will SM continue to look at alternatives to flaring in the future to see if some of these markets open up and become more economic?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Well, the other thing that I would like, Danny, is if you could submit an exhibit showing what wells are in what fields here that you're flaring and the approximate amount of gas per month.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
How long do you need to get that information together?
I could have that exhibit to John definitely before the end of the week.
We're going to do this week then.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll leave the record open until the end of the week for receipt of that additional information.
And just to be clear, I'll show on the exhibit the wells that are not connected and the amount of flared gas. Is that what the commission's requesting?
Yes, that would be what we would like. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, that will conclude our hearing for cases 207, 36, 37, and 38.